Rodents invaded your attic. Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, we've been looking at the God who heals you, or the Lord your healer. And we saw in Psalm 103, the Bible says there are benefits to serving God in verse 2. And then in verse 3, He says He forgives all your sins, all of your iniquities, and He heals all of your diseases, every single one. And so we're looking at that. Sickness is not good, and it's not from God. God is the healer. And then we looked at Luke 5, verses 20 through 25, where the man that was let down through the roof at Jesus' feet, Jesus said to him, "Your sins are forgiven you." And then He said to him afterwards, because the scribes and Pharisees got so angry, who can forgive sins? Who can forgive sins but God? And they were correct in that assumption. And then He said to them, "But I'm going to prove that I am who I said I am," by telling the man, "Take up your bed and walk." And that lines up with Psalm 103, verse 3. He forgives all your iniquities, then He heals all your diseases. So let's pick up the service and just continue here and let God touch your life as you hear the truth of God's Word.
Everyone say, God's Word works. So now watch this. He says to him first, He says, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." They say, "Who can forgive sin but God?" And He says, "You're right. But in order to show you that I am God, take up your bed and walk." I want you to notice something right over here. The first thing that Jesus said was, "Your sins are forgiven." He forgives all your iniquities. And He heals all your diseases. He forgave the man all his iniquities. And He healed all of his diseases. You see how Scripture lines up with Scripture? And He only showed them that the man could get up and walk after He had said, "Your sins are forgiven you." Come on, you got to get this. That man came to Jesus. People that come to Jesus receive Jesus. They get saved. Salvation comes. Amen. They took that man and they let him down through the roof. He wanted to get to Jesus. "I don't care what it takes. Put me at His feet." Amen. They got the man to Jesus and Jesus turns no one away. Oh, come on. He doesn't turn anyone away. That's why Jesus says things like this. He says, if you see a guy coming in and he's dressed like a beggar and you tell him, "You sit in the back." God's not like that. You sit in the back. You with money and royalty, come sit up front here. Amen? God doesn't do that kind of stuff. He said, you accept those people as they come like I accept those people as they come. We accept everybody that wants Jesus. Anybody who comes to receive Jesus, we will in no wise turn away. We will allow them to come in anytime, any way, any day. Amen. And they put that man down at Jesus' feet. And all the Pharisees and Sadducees were sitting up front. And they put him right in front of everyone. I love God. Just love the way He operates. Love the way He operates. And He looks at him and says, "Your sins are forgiven you." And all the religious people got crazy. And He said, "Because you don't believe that his sins are forgiven, get your bed and go home." He picks it up and he walks out glorifying God, and they all turn to God glorifying God. Your sins are forgiven and you are healed. He forgives all your iniquities and He heals all of your diseases. Jesus taught it and then He showed it. Come on. your sins are forgiven and he's healed every one of your iniquities. And every one of your diseases. He's healed everyone. How do I know that? By the stripes on my back, you are healed. He says in Isaiah 53:5. 1 Peter 2:24, he says, by the stripes on my back, you were healed. He says in Matthew 8:17, Jesus himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. If he took them, why do I have to pay again? No, I don't. That's double jeopardy. If he took my sin, why do I have to take it on again? I'm not going to stand judged again by God. I'm not going to be judged for sin unless I've got ongoing sin and I'm just sinning and sinning and I don't care. That's why I said you can just confess, get over it and move forward. But I don't have to say, oh, I'm going to be judged by God. No, I'm not. Jesus was judged in my place. So I'm not going to be judged that way. I'm going to be judged for rewards. There's a second rewards judgment. Now listen, if I can believe that, he took my sin. He became sin for me. He became sin for me. He was without sin, but he became sin. He became sin for me that I don't have to. Why would I even doubt that? When he took my sickness, that I still have to. I'm not going to go to heaven and be judged for sin. I'm going to be judged for rewards. I don't want to go to heaven sick. Amen. Someone asked me just recently, if you're sick, can you go to heaven? I said, of course you can. There's many wonderful saints that died of cancers and all kinds of things, and they went straight into the glory. Yeah. Straight in. But that's not God's best. Beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So your soul is prospering a little bit today. We're going to prosper you little by little. And by the end of next service, I promise you, by the end of next service, if you come back and you make notes and you think and you listen to what's being said and you check what I'm telling you out, you don't just go home and forget about it. Speak about it. Talk to your spouse. Talk to your children. Talk to yourself. Get the word. That's meditating. The Bible says if you meditate on the word day and night, you'll make your way prosperous and you'll have good success. He says you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever you put your hand to shall prosper. Come on. Those are the words from God. So you meditate. So go home and talk to each other. So what do you think? You think it's a kook or is it true? What I'm doing right now is I'm presenting my case to you, the jury. Yeah. Amen. And at the end of this whole thing, you are going to have to consider your verdict. Yeah. God said, I put before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life. Amen. So that your seed can live. Amen. The good news is you don't have to be sick ever. Amen. Ever. And when the TV looks at you and says, well, when you get to that age, you become forgetful. Oh, I forgot what I was saying. When you get to that age, you become forgetful. And don't sneeze once you get to your 70s because everything's going to happen. You don't know where it's going to end. Don't believe that. Things get worse as you get older. Hey, I'm like a good wine. I mature and I get stronger. I get better. Come on. You've got to see yourself as Christ told you you are. And he also promised us, incidentally, in Genesis 6:3, he said, what is man that is not flesh, but I shall not always strive with him, but his years shall be 120. Yeah. Up to you. You want to live? You can live. He said, with long life, I will satisfy you. If you're not satisfied, say, whoa, I'm not done. Amen, Pastor Joe and Pastor Ron. You don't retire, you retread and you move forward. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And so you saw Psalm 103 verse 3 in action right there. He said he forgives all your iniquities, he heals all your diseases. The guy comes down, he says your sins are forgiven and you're healed. Hallelujah. Get saved, take healing. Yes. Take the healing. Don't take the flu, take healing. Kenneth Hagin wrote a book, Don't Take the Flu. You mean I take it? Yes. How do I take it? By just receiving it. You let it come. Instead of saying, now hold on a second, I feel these symptoms, my nose, my eyes, my throat. I feel it's all happening right here. But the word says, Jesus took this for me. The word says, I'm healed. The word says, Jehovah Rapha is my God. The word, and just go to the word. Go to the Word. And then you say to the sickness, you say, flu, you ain't loud. Sorry, you're not coming in yet. Oh, no, you're not coming in yet. And you don't just stop there. You just keep talking. How long do I talk for? You just don't stop. Even when it's gone, you start saying, I walk in divine health. I walk in divine health. I walk in divine health. God's given me a perfect metabolism. I work in divine health. And as I grow up and as I get older, things get better and things get stronger. I get wiser. I get greater in Christ. Hey, I'm a work in progress. I'm getting better. In Jesus' name. Come on. Come on. You don't have to take sickness. You don't have to receive the devil's lies. You don't have to take any of that stuff. You receive what God said you've got. You become who you are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen. And please come back next week because I'm going to show you how God healed every sickness and disease. I'm going to show you how Jesus, just what it means to your life. And not only your life, your children too, my brother. Your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and your great-great-grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, there's no demon going to steal my children. No demon going to put sickness on my loved ones. And listen, he said, fight the good... Look, I'm finished. He said, fight the good fight of faith. There is some effort in this thing. But it's a good fight because you always win. Always. He said he always causes us to triumph in Christ. So you fight the good fight of faith. So when you're standing against sickness, you're standing against an attack, whatever it is you're standing against, you keep standing. He says, having done all, to stand. You confess the word, you speak the word, you believe the word, and then you stand. And it knocks you and you say, no, that's in my shield of faith. And it knocks again and pushes you a few inches. You say, no, your shield is up. Your shield of faith is up. He said, you'll feel the fiery darts. You'll quench them. You'll quench the fiery darts of the devil. And so when he comes a flu, boom, you feel that, but you push forward. And that's not enough. You feel it, you go back. It's not enough. He said, take the two-edged sword. That's a word out of your mouth. And you start saying to that thing, in the name of Jesus, I curse you at the root. I demand you be gone. What I bind will be bound in heaven. I bind sickness off my child. I bind sickness out of my life. I curse it at the root. In the name of Jesus. Now you do. You, woo, baby, you're dangerous. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet. Now, if anyone's battling with a sickness, I'm going to be here with some of the pastors. We're going to pray for you. But if you can hang on to next week, I want you to. Because I'm going to give you a lot more material. And by the time you walk up here, you're going to have so much faith, you're going to be chomping at the bit to come up here. I've whet your appetite today. I've just whetted. I've kind of, you know, it's juicy and it's nice. Stick around. Oh, just you stick around, watch. But if you're battling in absolute pain today, you can come up and see me. We're going to pray for you. Right now, I want to pray over this whole place. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, He's so good to us. He's so good to us. He's so gloriously wonderful to us. He's got so many benefits. They're all in store, lined up, waiting for you to take them. And we're going to get our souls to prosper. We're going to learn this stuff. And we're going to walk victoriously. No more defeat coming our way in the name of Jesus. Only victory, victory, victory in the name of Jesus. You know, He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:19. He said, 2 Corinthians 2:14, thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. He said in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment I shall condemn. He said, if God is for me, who can successfully be against me? I've got a God that's got it all. I've got a God that's all powerful, all knowing, and He's everywhere, and He loves me.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic.